Hey everybody, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You've tuned into the podcast portion. If you've joined me before, welcome back. I appreciate it. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, talking about it at least, so we can get our listeners up. It is the last day of April. I don't really know how I feel just yet. Oh, wait. Let's backtrack a little bit. I wanted to address something. Somebody asked me about the blog portion of my podcast. I was working on it before, and since I got pregnant, went on maternity leave, taking care of my baby, I haven't really had time to really explore. Literally, the only trip I've taken was a day trip to New York, which you can check that out on Instagram, Gorgeous Detail. It was just a quick day trip, visit a friend, you know, handled some business, nothing too major or anything. I didn't really explore much. I went to a new art scenery. It was called Hudson Yards. I'm not sure how long it'll be up, but they've definitely been rebuilding and rebuilding, rebuilding. It was really pretty. So anyway, like I said, I will be revamping MJ Friends Blog, the blog portion, so it'll be coming sooner than you think. Now that I have my schedule back the way that I need it to be, you'll definitely be seeing more of my travel escapades. So yeah, like I said, it's literally the last day of April. We are 17 weeks into the year. What have we accomplished? What have you accomplished? For me, I am wrapping up my 30-day yoga challenge. I will admit that I did skip a few days. I would say maybe 5 or 6 days, because I was just too tired or just booked and busy. But I still feel renewed and refreshed. I definitely have the feeling of peace. I'm unbothered of anything. So I'm happy to say that I definitely feel like the 30-day yoga challenge helped me. So if you did go through a challenge for April, make sure you're looking back and seeing how it helped you in a positive way, what you could have done better, or what you could have done different, or maybe what you regretted about it. I don't regret anything about mine. What I would have done different, obviously, was been consistent more on those 5 or 6 days that I did skip. I just had a lot going on. I was working consistently. I literally have been working my behind off, and I just want to give myself a pat on the back, because It has been so many days where I was ready to put my 2-week notice in. I was ready to quit. I just missed my baby so much. Like, these past 3 weeks literally have been exhausting to me. I've been tired. I've been working. I've been missing my baby. Phone calls, FaceTiming, pictures were just not enough for me. I wanted to hold him. I wanted him to be in my arms. I wanted to smell him. I just missed him, you know. People keep saying it's normal. But yeah, I'm definitely obsessed with my baby. But yeah, it's okay. I keep telling myself it's okay. I conquered. I got through it. I faced it. I accomplished it. You know, everything's okay. And the outcome belongs to me. I don't have to worry about a dime. I don't have to worry about anything else. Now that I have the schedule that I want, I didn't have to quit my job. I didn't have to put anything before my baby. So definitely, definitely blessed and happy about that. I don't know if you guys can hear, but it's definitely pouring cats and dogs outside. It's been raining for a couple of hours now. My baby's sleeping. Me, I'm still awake. I'm not tired, though. I'm definitely, you know, refreshed. I'm definitely energized. But, you know, they say April showers bring May flowers. My fingers are definitely crossed. Lord, please be with my friends who have allergies, and she knows who she is. I'm definitely excited about the new flowers blossoming, which we definitely discussed on a previous episode. We're trying to bloom all spring, and I'm definitely for it. Definitely open to accepting the positive vibes, the positive energy, all of it. I've been saging my house every time I've come home from work for literally the 2 days I had off in between the 5 days that I was working each time. And I know that sounds kind of harsh for me, or coming out of my mouth, I'd say, because I know people do work 9-to-5 jobs Monday through Friday, and they have literally 2 days off. me, it's like, yes, I'm working 5 days in a row, but I don't get to come home every night. You know, I don't get to see my baby every night. It's me at a hotel laying in some establishment's bed, missing my baby, getting a phone call, text message, whatever, if that, depending on who he's with, and eating hotel breakfast, which I'm not fond of, just missing him ridiculously. So yeah, I'm glad that now for May, I'm working weekends only, so I'm super excited. So like I said, when I revamp MJ Friends blog, the blog portion is coming. It's coming, I'm telling you. It is coming, and I've got some good places, good day trips to take and discuss with you guys. Anywhom, going into May, I don't really have anything super spectacular going on. I'll definitely be celebrating my first Mother's Day. I work on Mother's Day, but we're still going to celebrate somehow, some way. I'm not expecting anything, you know, grand and crazy or anything, but it's going to be fun to celebrate. I've never been a mom before, so it's exciting. Oh, it just gives me all the feels. It's like the best feeling. Honestly, I will say being a mom is like the best feeling in the world. It's like I have another title under my belt. It feels so good. You have no idea. Unless you're a mom, of course. Cinco de Mayo, we're celebrating that. I think they put me on the schedule to work, but we're going to see about that. Like I said, I am working weekends, and I'm pretty sure that falls on a weekend. But, you know, we'll get it together. My baby's first Ramadan. I'm super excited about that. You have no idea. I just want my baby to be culturally aware and have good morals and values and be a good person. That's all I want. Yeah, we're going to be pretty much a pretty festive family. I plan on trying to celebrate most of the holidays with him, or at least introducing most of the holidays with him. Prior to me having a baby, I didn't really celebrate any holidays at all. Not because I was against them. As a child, I celebrated, but as I got older, it was like, eh, whatever. I guess I didn't really have anybody to celebrate with. It was just more of, okay, you got me a gift, whatever. Or, oh, I thought of you. I get my friends and family gifts if I think about them anyway. Or if I see something that I like for them, I'll get it for them. It doesn't have to be a holiday. I feel like for example, Thanksgiving, you should be thankful every day. You shouldn't just be thankful on this one day. Cook and make this big festive meal. You should cook all the time. It's healthy. It's good for you. Christmas, you know, a lot of these holidays too, people definitely veer away from the main purpose of it. So, yeah, I'll definitely be informing my baby of all of these holidays, the true meaning of it. One of my coworkers was telling me about with Christmas, for example, they let their children do three gifts. Something that they need, something that they want, and something that they are going to give away. And I think that is a great idea. For one, it's not going to have toys all over my floor. For two, you're doing a good deed by giving somebody in need or giving somebody something. And then also you're getting something that you need, which could be clothes, shoes, something that you actually need, not, you know, video games. So something that you need, something that you want, and something that you could give away. I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, we're definitely stealing that idea. What else? Oh my God, have you ever been stuck at work or just booked and busy at home? Or maybe you just don't feel like planning traffic. Well, guess what? All of my listeners located in Memphis, South Haven area, Shake & Go is here to deliver handcrafted shakes to you. It's my brother and he has everything. Shakes, smoothies, protein shakes, meal replacements, anything, you name it, all of it. They come in all these flavors, Snickers, Tropical Fusion, Mango Pineapple, Strawberry Cheesecake, and so many more. Just check them out on Instagram, ShakeXNXGo, and the link will also be available for you guys in this week's episode. So, yeah, one holiday we won't be celebrating is Halloween. I'm just not a fan. I can count on one hand as a child how many times I celebrated it. My parents weren't fans either. I just don't feel comfortable with my child dressing up in disguise, putting a mask over his face, going out in the dark, collecting candy from strangers, going house to house. I feel like that's just a setup for my child to get snatched up. And he's cute. I don't want to deal with it. Maybe we can dress up and go to the mall in the light so I can see what's going on. But I probably won't be celebrating. Maybe we'll do a kickback or something, but we won't be wandering around the neighborhood. It's too many kids these days getting snatched up and sent to other places. And it's just getting crazy. It's getting ridiculous. So many kids that aren't being found. And my child will not be one of them. We will not partake in these activities. So we'll just not do Halloween altogether. I feel like that's just a way for like some crazy creeper van to be parked on the side of the road to snatch somebody's kids up. I know it's kind of bizarre and it sounds kind of crazy, but I don't know. Sometimes you got to protect these babies, you know? I'm trying to think of what else. Not as far as holidays or anything. Speaking of like playing on like the devil's playground and demons and masks and covering up and negativity and all that, I've definitely been saging my house quite often, and I have been wondering if there's a such thing as an oversage. I don't think it is, but I just want all the positive energy, all the positive vibes, all the goodness to come into my household and, you know, take over. And speaking of which, since I'm sitting in my living room right now, I'm looking at my plants, and I said I was gonna go get some more plants on my off day. So hopefully tomorrow it's not raining like it is now and I can go to a nursery and get one or two more plants. I don't want to be that plant lady. Me and my friend were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, how she didn't want to be that plant lady. And I think now I'm becoming that plant lady. I told her, oh, there's no such thing. Plants are good. It helps you breathe better. It's good positive energy. Hopefully I can find some more tables or places to put these plants. Otherwise, I will be the plant lady. I just want it to look nice and neat and refreshing. She always says this looks like a mom house. And now I'm starting to believe her. Anywho, what else? I feel like I have a lot to say that's not coming to my mind. And once I'm done saving, publishing, and editing and all that other jazz, I feel like it's going to come to my mind, and I'm going to be like, Mariah, why didn't you say this, or why didn't you mention this? I don't know. I'm trying to think about how my week went. I had another student this week. She was really good, and she was from Jamaica. She definitely gave me all the vibes and made me want to visit Jamaica, so I've been looking at cruises for that. I never realized how expensive cruises were. I've only been on a cruise once, and it was to the Bahamas, and it was on Carnival. And I'll just say never again, not a fan. I won't say never again because somebody in my family definitely asked me to go, and it was Bahamas Carnival. And it'll be a good experience for my baby, so I won't say never again. Hopefully this time it will be a better experience, because I want to say that was like 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah. We'll see. What else? Oh, I got into it with one of my alleged guy friends this week. I'll just say, I'm not going to get into too much detail because I really don't like putting my personal business out there, but it is definitely something that affected me. It made me angry. It took me out of my element. I don't like when I tell you about a situation just to vent, you know? I'm telling you about a situation. I'm venting to you as a friend. I'm venting to you about a situation. This is bothering me, blah, 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 blah. All you can do is give me advice. I either take it or I don't. Take it as a grain of salt, whatever, and go on about my business. That's it. Don't bring it back up to me. Don't throw it back into my face 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month later. Oh, well, this is why you're in the situation that you're in, blah, 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 blah. Not because we got into it or anything. Not because it was meant to be brought up. He brought it up on his own. And I felt like he was really out of line. And I had to get out of character with him. And he's never seen that side of me. So he's just like, oh, Mariah, you're just joking. Because I do play around a lot. I'm really goofy. But I was like, no, I'm serious. This is not your situation to speak on. It was uncalled for you to bring this situation up. I don't appreciate it. And he just wasn't getting the gist. He wasn't understanding. And I really, really, really hope he's listening to this episode. He claimed he listened to all my episodes, but I doubt it. But I hope he's listening to this episode because he really thought I was joking. And I feel like a lot of guys, a lot of my male friends take me as a joke because I would say only one of them has seen me actually legit angry. The other ones, they probably never see me angry because they don't really know me for real. I don't even want to call them friends. They're more of acquaintances. And they take me as a joke. They think I'm just playing around. La 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 la. No, I'm not joking with you. Like, I'm dead serious. Don't speak about my situations. Don't bring it back up into my face. It's not your business. It's not your place. If I asked you, that's one thing, but I didn't. So let's not go there. And he wasn't understanding. And he was just like, oh, I don't think me bringing it up is bad. And I just feel like I'm really sensitive about the subject. So yes, it is bad. It's not your business. It's not your place. You're not going to do nothing about it. So just leave it where it was in the past when we talked about it two, three weeks ago, a month ago, whatever. I don't know. That just made me mad all over again. What else? I think that's pretty much all the dramatics I've had this week. It's not even that dramatic. It was just a simple text, blocked, ignore you for a couple of days type of thing. Then reach back out and see if you thought about what was said. And he still didn't get it. So I've definitely kept our conversation at a minimum ever since then. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm a Cancer. I don't care about cutting people off. I don't care at all, like, unless I really care about you, which I feel like it's kind of, I'm sorry, I'm getting my words all jumbled. It's contradicting for me to say that I know, because last episode I was talking about if I really care about you, if I really love you, it's hard for me to cut you off. It's hard for me to treat you bad. And that is true to an extent. But once I cut you off, I cut you off. There's not always room for you. There's room for other people, or there's room for myself, or there's extra room for my baby. He might need some leg room. Who knows? We'll see. But yeah, I definitely consider that person, that guy, an acquaintance now. At first I thought he was my friend. Now he's just an acquaintance. So now he's just downgraded. I don't know how he feels. And quite frankly, I don't care how he feels. Because I've expressed this to him and it was just like, whatever, you're overthinking it, you're being dramatic. And I feel like I wasn't. And I told him, you don't see me talking about your situation, even though you complain to me every single day, literally every single day about your situation. And when I say I don't tell my business to nobody, I rarely tell my business to anybody. The only way you're gonna know something about me is if you ask. Now, I have really got to be in my feelings if I tell you something that has nothing to do with you. It has to really be bothering me for me to just bring it up, me to bring something personal up like that. So yeah, like I said, it is what it is. I'm gonna brush it off my shoulder, continue on with my head up high, keeping positive energy, positive vibrations, being happy with myself. If he wants to be miserable, he can be miserable, worrying about my situation when he has a situation of his own. And yeah. That's that. So that's pretty much a wrap. This concludes today's episode. Make sure you check out the description for the Shake and Go. Follow me on Snapchat, Instagram, Gorgeous Detail. Make sure you're liking, sharing, reposting, at least talking about so we can get our listeners up. Make sure you're keeping positive energy throughout the week and not letting anybody taking you out of your character like I did. Do as I say and not as I do. Anyway, that completes today's episode. Have a good one and enjoy.